Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here tonight. And we thank you, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life. And we thank you that they will fulfill that plan and that purpose. Father God, we thank you tonight as we go to study your word. We thank you that your word will not return void. But Father God, we thank you that your word will penetrate our hearts and our lives. And we thank you that help us to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. But Father God, we thank you that most of all, that we'll take the word that we hear that springs forth life on the inside of us and go out to the highways and the byways and share the love of Jesus Christ with the lost and dying and hurting world. Father God, we thank you for revival to this nation. We thank you for revival to this generation. We thank you for signs, wonders, miracles, and healings taking place in our midst. And we thank you that we come not in our own strength, not in our own power, not in our own might, not in our own ability, but your strength, your power, your might, and your ability, that you be lifted up. We thank you, Father, today for the Holy Spirit that lives big on the inside of us, that leads us and guides us and shows us the way and gives us utterance to speak with all boldness the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. But most of all, we thank you tonight for that anointing that's here tonight, that anointing that we just stir up, that anointing that just saturates us, and that anointing that makes everything okay. We thank you for that anointing that is present tonight. Father God, we thank you for everything you have done and everything you are doing both here and around the world. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts. Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14 in the 8th verse. We're going to look here. Paul and Barnabas were speaking at Lystra. And we're going to look at a little thing that happened here while they were speaking the word of God. And it's interesting to see what can happen when people speak the word of God. Amen. And how people's lives can change when they hear the word of God. And this is something that happened. It was pretty drastic. It says, "And at Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet," I'm reading from the New King James Version, "was sitting, a crippled from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand up straight on your feet.' And he leaped and he walked." Now, a lot of times we read one of these stories and we're like, "Oh, praise God, that's awesome." You know, and we don't think about it much and we go on. But let's just think about this. This is a man who had never walked one day in his life. From his mother's womb, he had never walked. Now, I'm not 100% sure how old he is. I probably could research that and figure that out. But you know, the guy never walked, never taken a step in his life. And he was sitting there one day, and Paul began to preach the word. And as he heard Paul preach the word, something happened on the inside that the man said, "You know what? I could get up and walk." I mean, the word is that powerful. Realize that word can change our life. If we'll get a hold of what God's word says. If we'll get a hold of what God's word does for us. I mean, this man utterly went from never being able to walk one day in his life to walking, leaping, and praising God. Now, here's something else, too. Like I said, I've always, you know, I think more than most people do. But when I read stories like this, I think about a toddler. Anybody ever, you know, been around toddlers, whether your kids, grandkids, or other people's, your nephews and nieces? And these toddlers, you know, they start out crawling, then pretty soon they start climbing on furniture, and then they'll take a couple of steps and fall down. Hopefully they don't hit the furniture when they're falling down. You know, it takes a little bit to learn how to balance and learn how to walk. This guy went from zero to walking, leaping, and praising in 2 seconds. I mean, that's a miracle in itself. I mean, because I'm sure that this man obviously had seen people walk, but it's one thing to see people walk, another thing to walk yourself. You know, it's one thing to see people ride a bike, another thing to get on a bike and try to ride it. Now, most of you probably have mastered riding a bike. Get on a unicycle, see how that works out for you. Tried that one time. Didn't ever work out for me. I didn't know how to balance a unicycle. All right, but a bike... Well, it wasn't easy the first time. I mean, I remember the first time my dad tried to teach me how to ride a bike. I don't know how many times I crashed. You know, we lived on a little bit of a hill. So my dad just was like, "I'll just start pushing you. You'll start rolling down the hill." And pretty soon I was rolling down the hill, but all of a sudden the bike was over here and I'm rolling down the hill. And, you know, so, you know, it didn't work. My dad wasn't a very good teacher. So one day when my mom and dad were out of town, some people were watching us, and they taught me how to ride a bike. So a whole lot better, you know. My dad was getting frustrated. I was getting frustrated. But praise God, I know how to ride a bike now. So, not that it does me a whole lot of good, you know, especially out in this heat. Who'd want to ride a bike out in this heat, you know? And if you do, praise God for you. I'm happy for you. Hope you have plenty of water and stay hydrated. But, you know, so what happened here basically is Paul began to speak the word. Now, you know what? My grandfather says this. He says that the number one reason why people do not get healed, do not get their needs met, is they haven't read the word. They don't act on the word. You can't act on the word if you haven't read the word, if you haven't heard the word. So these people had to hear the word. Now, you know, so in this situation, Paul did three things. First of all, Paul spoke the word. Now, here's the, you know, he spoke the full gospel. Now, I don't want to pick on other churches, but you know what? There are a lot of churches out there that speak a lot of opinion, a lot of tradition. But, you know, you need to get the real word, a life-changing word. And, you know, I get it. I mean, it's real popular nowadays. And if you guys aren't in the real church world, one of the most popular things nowadays for ministers is to go to the internet and get resources and a lot of people preach the same thing. And I'm not picking on anybody for doing that. But you know what? When I come to preach, I want to help somebody. Yeah. I want to give someone a word that's going to help, a word of encouragement, you know, a word of strength, a word of faith. And so I always want to, you know, that's why I don't use a lot of videos. Videos are great and things like that. But you know what? We need to hear the word. You know, Paul didn't have any videos back here, but people got healed. I mean, so Paul, first of all, he preached the word. Secondly, is Paul perceived this man had faith to be healed. Now, here in the New King James, it says this. It says, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed. You know, sometimes whenever us ministers are speaking, all of a sudden you see somebody, the light bulb just kind of turns on. You can just see it on their face. And so I'm sure while Paul was preaching, something happened that indicated this man was able to think about, you know what? I can have that kind of faith. I can believe. I can, because the Bible says is that, you know, if we can believe, we shall receive. If you can believe, all things are possible. But that's if you can believe. So Paul, perceiving the man had faith to be healed. But you know what? Just because Paul perceived the man had faith to be healed, that didn't heal the man. You know what healed me? So thirdly, Paul had to reach down and tell that guy to get up and walk. But the man also had to do three things. First of all, he had to hear Paul preach the word. And it's so important to hear the word. You know, hear the we have to be able to rightly divide the word of God. You know, sometimes, people, I said that they get a hold of some scriptures, but it's not really the word. Now you realize, I mean, we can, you know, wrongfully divide the word of God. I mean, we can take two scriptures, put them together. So we'll just take this scripture here where this man began to leap and walk. All right. That's a scripture, right? There's another scripture in there that says Jesus wept. Anyone heard that scripture? All right. Put the scripture together. And the man leaped and walked and Jesus wept. Now, that's not really the word, and that's a pretty extreme factor, you know, to put those two together, but some preachers do the same thing with a bunch of scriptures. They take one scripture here, another scripture there, they put them together, and they make it say something it really doesn't say. And so you have to be able to rightly divide the word. You have to be able to hear the word or see the word. Now, one thing that my grandfather always would say, he said, you know what, if you read one of our books, he said, get your Bible out next to the book. Now, if you read one of our books, you'll see a lot of scripture in most of our books. And you know, but he would always tell people to get your own Bible out. Make sure that these scriptures are they're right. They're really in your Bible. You know, a lot of times now, we just kind of take it for granted that's what the scripture says. You know, we take it for granted that this person's smart enough because they wrote a book. You realize anybody can write a book? All right. Now, and just because somebody writes one good book doesn't mean every book they write is good. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who have written a New York Times best-selling novel, and the next book they wrote was a nobody best-selling novel. I'm not saying that nobody bought it. I mean, their family bought it. A few other people bought it, but they just didn't hit the mark. You know, my grandfather also, he said that a lot of times after, when the Lord gives you a revelation, people begin to preach on this revelation and begin to write books and things like that. And then they look for something new. And now the Bible actually tells us there's nothing new under the sun. That's Ecclesiastes. All right. And so they look for a new revelation, write some kind of other book. And so I know there was one individual, and I'm thinking of right now in my own head. I'm not going to say his name because I'm not here to say people's names or whatever. And he said, my grandfather said that the first book that he wrote was awesome. Just incredibly awesome. Just a really, but the next book he wrote was more him than it was God. And because the second book wasn't no good, I can't even, you know, recommend this first book because, you know, then they think that I can recommend all his ministry. And that's what some people do. Just because someone writes a good book doesn't mean it's good. Now, we have to be able to you know, eat the hay and spit out the sticks, but sometimes you have to know what the sticks are. And so, you know, we, in order to act on God's word, we have to hear God's word. Now, the number one thing that I do when I preach is basically read scriptures to you guys. Why? Because it's not about what I know. It's not about what I think. It's about what does the word of God say? What does God's word say? And God's word says, if you believe, all things are possible. That's Mark chapter 9. It's not, I didn't have that verse marked here for you guys to read. But if you believe, all things are possible. So, you know, this person believed. Now, here's a man. Think about how unlikely it is. Here's a man who had never walked a day in his life. Let's just say he's 28 years old. I don't know how old. Let's just say 28, just to pick a number. For 28 years, he never walked a day in his life. One day he was, because, you know, Paul had just kind of showed up from nowhere. But, you know, so here's this guy sitting here on the street. And all of a sudden, Paul began to come. He began to preach, and he's listening to Paul preach. And while this guy, and you know, had never had walked for 28 years, something that Paul said made this man think, I could be healed. Now, probably need more healing, probably need a miracle. I mean, you know, because he never had walked. But whatever Paul said, what was Paul saying? What was Paul saying? He was talking about how good God is. He was talking about how Jesus heals today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if Jesus healed before, he's healing today, and he's healing tomorrow. And even though he might not be here in the natural, the same spirit, you know, that raised up Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of us. And Jesus Christ is the healer. And if you believe, you shall receive. These are some of the things that he was saying. You know, but it seems impossible. How could a man who had never walked walk after 28 years? You know, however long it's been. How could that happen? You know how it happened? Because he believed. Because he believed. See, the man did three things, just like Paul did three things. The man, first of all, he heard the word preached. You know, he heard the word. Not just someone's opinion, not just what somebody else said, but he heard the word. And when he heard the word, secondly, the word that he heard gave him faith on the inside. Now, you know what? Just because he heard the word and had faith, it didn't heal him. The third thing the man had to do was to get up. Now, what I'm here to tell you is sometimes, you know, we have sat and heard the word. And sometimes, you know, we believe the word. But some of us are still sitting down. We're waiting on something to happen. Just get up. Just get up, you know, and sometimes getting up is not just getting up physically, it's mentally in your own mind. You know, thinking, you know what? All things are passed away, all things become new. I mean, whatever I'm going through is gone by faith. I might not naturally see, you know, what I desire, but I know I have it by faith. Because the Bible says, if I believe, I shall receive. So this man, He got up. And when he did, think about it, 28 years or however long it was, I'm just picking a number. Like I said, this man had not been able to get up. He had no strength in his legs. He couldn't get up. He couldn't walk at all. Never had walked. But after 28 years, or however long it was, because Paul preached a message. And it wasn't just because Paul preached a message, it was because he listened to that message and he got a hold of what the message said. Now you realize he didn't read the Bible. Now what we don't realize a lot of times that we don't comprehend that we live in a way different generation. Not only do we, most people in America own a Bible. Over 80% of Americans own a Bible of some sort, and now most Americans actually own a smartphone. And most Christians on their smartphone, one of the best, it's not selling because it's free, but one of the most popular apps on the smartphone is the Bible, because the Bible is the best-selling book in the world. And most of you probably have an app, if not all of you, on your smartphone that has the Bible. And not only do you have the Bible, you have multiple translations of the Bible. Not even multiple translations. If you happen to speak another language, you have to actually have other languages. You can actually read the Bible in that language. All right, so you have plenty of resources. This guy had no resources. He didn't know anything. All of a sudden, boom, Paul shows up and talks about Jesus. And that guy, just by hearing a few words about Jesus, was able to have faith to be able to walk. And I'm telling you this because you have the Bible at your, but not only do you have the Bible, we have a bookstore out there. We have tons and tons of books. Not only that, there's tons of free resources on the internet, some good ministers. But here's the thing. Why can't we have the same kind of faith that this man had? Why can't we believe like he do? I mean, we hear message after message after message. You're like, man, well, I sure hope it works. It would sure be nice if it worked. I mean, some of us, we don't have physical needs. We have financial needs or we have emotional needs. And you're like, I just don't know how I'm going to get through this. I mean, this guy for 28 years or however long it was, he never walked a day in his life. And a guy came and spoke a few words and he got up and walked. And you have the word at your fingertips. I mean, a lot of you, I know you've been in church for a long time. You've heard lots of messages. And you're like, well, I'm sure hoping it'll work for me. Man, you know what? We're talking about miracle working power here. We're talking about this word is life changing. But the only way it's life changing is we have to let it change our life. We have to believe. We have to believe that it can change our life. I mean, here's this man. I mean, think about it. I mean, Paul and Barnabas, they came from the outside. And actually, if you keep on reading after this all happened, the people all freaked out. And I mean, then they ran him out of town. I mean, the only thing that ever happened here was this guy got healed. I mean, here's some guy from the outside. They hadn't heard the word. They didn't know anything about the Bible. It wasn't like that Paul could stand there and said, hey, turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 6. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. He didn't have that. All he had was whatever he came out of his mouth. But we have the word. Now, another scripture I want to read, and let's go ahead and turn there. Romans 10:17, and most of you probably can quote it, but I'm going to go ahead and turn there so we can read it together. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says this, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And my grandfather always said it this way. He says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He says that Greek word there denotes continuous action. Continue to hear the word of God And faith will continue to come in. Now, this here in Acts chapter 14, we see an example how a man heard the word of God and he got healed. All right? But it is interesting, and I know it even in my own life, all right? I mean, I've heard probably more faith messages than most people, you know, have ever heard. I mean, you know, I've sat under my grandfather's ministry, sat under my dad's ministries, preached a number of messages myself. I mean, most of my messages are on faith and healing. And so I've heard a lot of faith messages. I've done a lot of study on faith. You know, but there's just something about whenever you keep hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. You know, or even whenever we quote the word, we hear the word. You understand that? Like I said, they didn't have, all they had was somebody coming and telling them the word of God, preaching the word of God back here in Romans. I mean, everyone didn't have a bunch of Bible books. But we have the word. We can continue to speak the word. Now, what I like to do, you know, when I'm going through situations, I like to find verses of scriptures, you know, that help me in that situation. You know, and there are certain scriptures, and I like to read them out loud. I mean, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know if I'm stuck on the hearing part that I need to say it out loud so I can hear it. You know, or maybe, you know, maybe you want the Bible on, it used to be a Bible on tape, now the Bible on MP3, whatever, the Bible on your device. I mean, maybe you want the somebody else to read the word because you'd rather hear their voice than your voice. I get that. But, you know, and when I continue to hear the word, especially the word on faith, it continues to build me up. And I found out there at Rhema Bible Training College, we teach in the fourth term, I teach a class on faith. And so during that term, I'm doing more study on faith. I'm doing more preaching on faith. I mean, every day I come and teach on faith. And I found that, you know, it's interesting. During that term, my faith is more built up. Because, I mean, every day, I mean, not just for myself, but for others, I mean, I'm studying on faith. And I do study on faith quite a bit, but especially during that term. And it's interesting, you know, the more you read, the more you study, the more it builds yourself up. Now, you know, it's not just coming to church, it's reading the Bible. You know, my grandfather, like I said, he would always, whenever you go ask him a question, he would say, "Well, Craig, what does the word say? What does the word say? What does the Bible say about it?" Well, you know, it is interesting, you know, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It does not say that faith comes by having heard the word of God. It says by continuing to hear the word of God. And so one reason that myself and one reason that my grandfather continues to speak on faith is we need to continue to hear that message in order for it to continue to operate in our heart. You know, I know my grandfather, like I said, when talking about this gentleman who wrote this book, he said, "You know what? The Lord gave me a message and he preached it from the day he started preaching till the day he died." You know, and the Lord gave him a mandate to go teach my people faith. That was the mandate that God gave my grandfather. And then he gave the mandate to start a Bible college to train men and women to go teach faith. And so it's my mandate. It's what I do. I mean, that's part of me. I teach faith. But it's interesting, you know, when you read a story here in the Bible, how this one man knew nothing. He knew absolutely nothing about faith, about healing. Probably, Paul could come to his town and begin to talk about how good Jesus was and how Jesus Christ heals today. And this man was able to get up and walk, and he had never walked a day in his life. And then here we are, fast forward, you know, 2,000 years later, and we have all these things, and you hear all these people, you know, and they're like, "Well, how come God doesn't work? How come, you know, what happens is sometimes that we're so educated, or I like to say edumacated, that we're no good. Because see, our mind is thinking, that would be impossible. But God says that all things are possible to them that believes. And so the impossible is possible. Now, how's that possible? I don't know, but this man found that out. And so could you. You know, sometimes I look at things and I'm like, well, how is it going to work out? I don't know, but it will. If you believe. If you believe. And I think, and I mean, I don't know. I was just doing some study this week on this man. I'm thinking, man, I would like to somehow be able to translate that same kind of faith to everyone I preach to. How can we get it over to be like this man? I mean, you know, to be like this man, to be able to hear a message and like, boom, you know, it goes in our heart so much that we take it to heart and you know, we change our life. Because the message changes our life if we let it change our life. But a lot of times, instead of actually, you know, we hear the word, but I always talk about, I talk about being a doer of God's word. That's also in the scriptures. See, it's one thing to hear the word, another thing to do the word. Just like it was one thing for this man to hear and get faith, but he had to get up. At some point in time, you're going to have to tell yourself, you know what? It's time to get up. Whether it's get up physically, get up mentally, get up emotionally, or whatever. Sometimes we're beaten down, we're depressed, and we're thinking that we're worthless. You know what? But the Bible says that through Christ Jesus, that we're not worthless. That we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. See, we're looking at ourselves. Most people look at yourself through the devil's eyes. Because the devil will tell you that you're worthless. You know, what's interesting is we have a scripture that tells us the devil's a liar. Because God never tells you you're worthless. God never tells you you're no good. God never tells you you can't, because God always says you can. You're not worthless. You're more than a conqueror. Man, when you look yourself in the mirror, you know, and, you know, don't look at yourself through the devil's eyes and say, well, yeah, but when the devil's my roommate, tell me I'm more worthless. Well, then, you know, tell them they're the devil. No, I'm just kidding. I know sometimes people get mad and angry at us and, you know, each other. Sometimes even half of the husband, hopefully don't tell your husband and wife you're worthless. But sometimes we tell our friends, our loved ones, our spouses things that we shouldn't say, you know, I mean, that's just people being people. All right. That's, we have to forgive them for just being stupid. Okay, that's, and you know, that's just what we have to do. All right, they're just being people. But when you look in a mirror, you have to understand, you know what? I am made in the image of God. Jesus Christ lives on the inside of me. And I'm not worthless. I'm not worthless. I'm victorious. I'm going to get through all this situation. You know, and it's not just you, it's you and Jesus. Wherever you go, Jesus is with you. Amen. You're not by yourself. You're never alone. One of my first messages ever was you're never home alone with Jesus. And I use the message home alone. You know, and when you have Jesus, you're never home alone. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're not by yourself. You can sing the Linda Ronstadt song all you want to, all by myself, but you're not by yourself. You know, I don't care what people say. He's right there with you. And if you believe, you shall receive. Amen. But sometimes, I mean, I think that the thing is, I think what determined whether this man walked or not is he got up. Just because Paul told him to get up doesn't make him get up. I mean, think about this. How can you get up when you can never walk in a day in your life? How do you do that? How does your mind even let you do that? I mean, how do you do that? It's because you believe. This man believed just by a few words that Paul preached. Only believe. All things are possible to them that believes. I mean, all things are possible. It's not that hard. And I know sometimes things that we're going through look hard. It looks tough. I mean, sometimes we have financial pressure, family pressure, emotional pressure, all this pressure. But you know what? God says, give me your pressure. Cast all your cares upon me. Quit worrying about that stuff. Just believe. Just believe. Man, I want to see more people getting up like this man did. I want to see more, you know, and I'm, you know, this guy got up physically, but you know what? Sometimes it's not physically. Sometimes there's, you know, I mean, just get up. You know, I try the best I can to be excited every day, happy every day. You know, I mean, I literally try to be like most Christians say, this is a day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Even though I didn't get enough sleep last night that I should have, my father went to bed too late. All right, but you know, even though it doesn't matter, I can still rejoice. When I woke up this morning, I was really, really tired and getting ready for church. And the first thing in my mind, I start to gripe in my own mind. All right, not out loud, not to anybody else. Because, you know, when I'm griping, I knew it was my fault. You know, I stayed up later than I should have stayed up. And then one of these things, I don't know if it ever happened to you, when you stay up late sometimes, then you can't even go to sleep. When I got to bed, I'm caught, tossed and turned and this and everything else. And then the dog started barking. It sounded like somebody was outside. So I put my clothes on, went outside, trying to make sure no one's trying to break into our cars and stuff like that. And went back to sleep. I mean, it just got later and later and later. Woke up, I was miserable. But you know what? By the time I got to church, I mean, actually, honestly, I normally listen to talk radio most of the time when I'm just... That's the kind of guy, or NASCAR radio. But this morning, you know, I got in my car, and I turned, and praise and worship music, and began to praise God on my way to church. By the time I got to church, I was feeling good. I wasn't feeling tired. I was feeling good. You know, it's actually, the funny part about it is this station, that they played a lot of older praise and worship that I really liked. Actually, the first song was, Lord, I Give You My Heart. I love that song. It's an awesome song, you know. And, you know, I was excited. You know, we can decide how our day is going to go by. You know, now I still got less sleep than I desired, but, you know, the Bible talks about quickening our mortal bodies. So I did take a nap this afternoon before I showed up here, okay? So we'll let you know that. I mean, but because I don't want to fall asleep driving here on the way here, you know, you won't. Don't want me to do that or anything. So I took a little bit of a nap. And actually, I felt extra refreshed after my nap. So that was awesome. You know, the thing about it is, God's word is life-changing. Amen. And if we'll hear the word, and if we'll be a doer of the word, and if we'll act upon the word, if we'll believe the word, and if we'll just stand up, our life will change. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for each and every person that's here. And Father God, we just thank you right now that help us to just be a doer of God's word, Father. Help us to be just to have faith and believe no matter what. And whatever we're going through, help us to be able to believe that this situation is fading away. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you if anyone is here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they'll make him their Lord and Savior tonight. If you're here tonight and you say, Craig, I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never made him Lord. Lift your hand. We want to pray with you. Or maybe you're here tonight and you say, Craig, at one time I was a Christian. I walked with the Lord, but I've kind of turned my back and I went away. And I want to rededicate my life to God tonight. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. Across the auditorium, anybody here that wants to rededicate their life to God or wants to come to the Lord for the very first time, lift your hand. Father God, I don't see any hands, but we thank you, Father, right now. If anyone is here that needs Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we thank you for sending laborers across their path on a daily basis, and we thank you for their salvation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand up. Before we go, does anybody need healing in their body? Anybody need prayer? Come on down here. We want to minister God's healing power to you. If you need prayer for healing, just come down here. Brother Greg here will line you up, and we're gonna minister to you. We're gonna pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on down.
You're my healer. I believe you are all.
You guys that are down here, I want to ask you just to close your eyes, lift both hands toward heaven. I want you to think about two things: Jesus Christ and your healing. Father God, we just thank you right now for the healing power of God. And we thank you, Father, as we lay hands upon these people, Father. We thank you, Father, that the healing power of God shall flow into their body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And we thank you, Father, for the healing power of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of, that's it right there. That's it. Receive your healing now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, receive your, oh, there it is. 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 Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that's it right there. That's it right there. That's it right there. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the healing power of God working, 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 working in her life, Father, affecting a healing and a cure. And we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. We praise you, Father. The healing power of God is working in this body. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God's a good God. Amen. Amen.